بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ونشهد أن سيدنا وحبيبنا ومولانا محمدًا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد. Respected elders and dear brothers, the month of Muharram is a month in which the Ummah bade farewell to great personalities who selflessly served the cause of Islam and the Muslims. It is a month wherein the Ummah has over the ages witnessed the martyrdom of some of its greatest leaders. Perhaps the greatest of leaders whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had conferred upon the bounty of martyrdom in this month of Muharram was the second Khalif, Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the second most senior Sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. During the year 23 AH after Hijrah, Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu had undertaken the journey for Hajj. And while on the plains of Arafah, Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu made a dua. What was the dua that he made? Allahumma rzuqni shahadata fi sabilik waj'al mawti bi baladi nabiyyik. Oh Allah, grant me martyrdom in your way, in your path. And oh Allah, allow me to experience maut in Madinatul Munawwara. The companions of Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu were surprised at the dua. Oh Umar, how is it that you are going to experience both of these? It's impossible for you to make dua for both. Why? Because if you are making dua for martyrdom in the way of Allah, it would mean that you will have to leave Al-Madinatul Munawwara and face the enemy outside of Madinatul Munawwara, and then you will be awarded with martyrdom. And at the same time, you are asking for maut in Al-Madinatul Munawwara. Umar radiallahu ta'ala who says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَيَأْتِي بِهِمَا إِذَا شَاءَ. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants both to happen, Allah will allow both to happen. Look at the conviction with which Umar radiallahu ta'ala made the dua. And we are repeatedly reminded that as impossible as it seems, we must make dua for it with a greater degree of conviction. Umar radiallahu ta'ala returns to Al-Madinatul Munawwara. On the 26th of Dhul-Hijjah, that same year, 23 AH, Umar radiallahu ta'ala is leading the congregation in the Fajr Salah. There was a traitor from Persia, a Persian man, whom Umar radiallahu ta'ala who had given special concession to, and Umar radiallahu ta'ala who had granted him special permission to reside in Madinatul Munawwara by the name of Fayruz. This man Fayruz, he had entered the masjid at the time of Fajr, and he was armed with a double-bladed dagger which he dipped into poison. And as Umar radiallahu ta'ala was leading the salah, during the salah, he thrust the dagger into Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu ta'ala who was fatally injured. Umar radiallahu ta'ala was carried to his home. And on the first of Muharram, 24 AH, Umar radiallahu ta'ala departed from this world. Then we find in the month of Muharram, also there was the people of Kufa, a bunch of traitors, a group who insisted that Al-Hassan, Sayyiduna Al-Hassan radiallahu ta'ala anhu, should come away to the land of Iraq. He should come away to Kufa. And they promised him and assured him that he will enjoy security, the protection that he requires, the safety that he wishes to enjoy. He should come away to Kufa. And assurance upon assurance, thousands of letters were sent to Sayyiduna Al-Husayn radiallahu ta'ala anhu. But when he arrived in the land of Kufa, when he came to a place called Karbala, then not a single one of those traitors, those who had sent invitations to him to come to Kufa, not a single one of them came out to support him. Every one of them abandoned him to the enemy. And Sayyiduna Al-Husayn, another great deed and personality of our Ummah, the grandson of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, was martyred in the Ram on the 10th of Muharram, the day of Jumu'ah. Then another great personality and leader in the Ummah, who also became a target of aggression and who was assassinated and martyred during this month of Muharram, towards the end, perhaps the last day of Muharram, was the founder and the spiritual leader of the liberation movement, the resistance movement Hamas, and that was Sheikh Ahmed Yasin rahimahullahu ta'ala. Sheikh Ahmed Yasin rahimahullahu ta'ala, he was assassinated in the land of Gaza. When he was returning after the Fajr Salah, he was attacked and he was assassinated by the Israelis. And then this year on the 24th of Muharram, Wednesday, the year 1446 AH, the Ummah awoke to the tragic news of the assassination and martyrdom of Hafiz Dr. Ismail Haniyeh rahmatullah alayh, the politically and the legitimately appointed leader of the resistance group Hamas, inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. While we mourn the loss of the great leader Hafiz Ismail Haniyeh rahmatullah alayh, we congratulate him on reaching the high station of martyrdom and shahada in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He himself expressed the desire to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as a shaheed. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant him the full reward of martyrdom and to elevate him to the abode of Jannatul Firdaus. He himself, these are the words that he had uttered and he had spoken. He said, نستشعر ثقل أمانة ومسؤولية قضية فلسطين. He says, we fully understand and we fully feel the heavy burden and duty towards the Palestinian cause. وَهَذِهِ مَسْئُولِيَّةٌ لَدَيْهَا أَثْمَانٌ. He says that our responsibility towards the Palestinian cause comes with a heavy price. وَنَحْنُ مُسْتَعِدُّونَ لِهَذِهِ الْأَثْمَانِ. We are prepared to pay the price. What is the price? He says, الشَّهَادَ فِي سَبِيلِ فَلَسْطِينَ وَفِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلْ وَفِي سَبِيلِ كَرَامَةِ هَذِهِ الْأُمَّةِ. The price that we are prepared to pay is martyrdom. Martyrdom for the Palestinian cause. Martyrdom in the way of Allah and martyrdom to restore the honor and the dignity of the Ummah. And that is exactly what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had granted him. Martyrdom in the sacred month of Muharram. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to include him amongst the other great leaders of the Ummah who had fallen during this month of Muharram. The likes of Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu, his predecessor Sheikh Ahmed Yasin rahimahullahu ta'ala anhu. إن الله اشترى من المؤمنين أنفسهم وأموالهم بأن لهم الجنة. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said, indeed Allah has purchased from the believers their lives. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has purchased from them their wealth in exchange for Jannah, in exchange for paradise. في سبيل الله فيقتلون ويقتلون. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, these special servants of Allah who made this deal with Allah, who were genuine in this deal and this contract that they had enacted with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, they fight in the cause of Allah and they kill or they are killed in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَعْدًا عَلَيْهِ حَقًّا فِي التَّوْرَاهِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, this is a true promise binding on Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made this promise binding upon him. If they will surrender their life for the way of Allah and for the cause of Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give them the price in return, and that is Jannah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَنْ أَوْفَى بِأَهْدِهِ مِنَ اللَّهِ. And whose promise is more true, whose promise is truer than the promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah addresses them, those martyrs who sacrificed their lives and who had surrendered their lives for the way of Allah and for the cause of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَاسْتَبْشِرُوا بِبَيْعِكُمُ الَّذِينَ بِهِ. So rejoice. Rejoice in the exchange you have made with Allah. وَذَٰلِكَ هُوَ الْفَوْزُ الْعَظِيمُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, that is truly the ultimate triumph. So the first lesson we learn from the life of this great leader, Hafiz Dr. Ismail Haniyeh rahmatullah alayhi, is the conviction and the determination with which he set out to accomplish his goals. He was a man who walked the talk. He never gave up, even in the face of extreme aggression, even in the face of extreme suffering and hardship. Never did he give up. Let us ask ourselves the question, what is the level of my conviction when I have set a religious goal and a spiritual goal? What is the level of my determination? Do I even set religious goals for myself, spiritual goals for myself? And if I have set certain goals for myself, what is the level of my conviction in the path that I have chosen to accomplish those goals? And what is the level of determination that I am prepared to give and to show and to express in accomplishing those goals? Ma'adin, the words of Hafiz Dr. Ismail Haniya rahmatullah alayhi. Ma'adin wa a'arifu ma darbi wa ma hadafi, wal mawtu yarqusu li fi kulli mun'atafi, wa tariquna mahfufatun bishawki biddami birrimahi, ya darbana ya ma'bar al-abtali, ya darb al-falahi. He says, determined and resolute. I know my path and I know my goal. وَالْمَوْتُ يَرْقُسُ لِي فِي كُلِّ مُنْعَطَفٍ, and death dances for me at every turn. Death is something I'm not afraid to face. If death is the price that I need to pay in order to achieve and to accomplish my goal, then I'm prepared to sacrifice my life. And I'm prepared to face death for the purpose of the goal which I have set for myself. وَطَرِيقُنَا مَحْفُوفَةٌ بِشَوْكِ بِالدَّمِ بِالرِّمَاحِ. Our path is surrounded by thorns, blood and spears. Ya darbana ya ma'bar al-abtali, ya darb al-falahi. Oh, how wonderful is our path. Oh, how amazing is the crossing of the heroes. Oh, how beautiful is this way of success. Hafiz Dr. Ismail Haniya rahmatullah alayhi, he was born in 1962 in the Al-Shati refugee camp in Gaza. Subhanallah, he was born in a refugee camp, but look at the izzah and the honor that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had conferred upon him. قُلِ اللَّهُمَّ مَالِكَ الْمُلْكِ تُؤْتِي الْمُلْكَ مَنْ تَشَاءُ وَتَنْزِعُ الْمُلْكَ مِمَّنْ تَشَاءُ وَتُعِزُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ وَتُذِلُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ بِيَدِكَ الْخَيْرِ إِنَّكَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٌ. Izzah is in the hand of Allah. Honor is in the hand of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He comes from a poor background. He was born in a refugee camp. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose him because of the sincerity that he showed in the goal that he wished to accomplish and to achieve. He was sincere, he was genuine, he was determined, there was conviction. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala looked at that heart. And the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam repeatedly has taught us that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala looks at your heart, looks at the aspiration, looks at the determination, looks at the conviction with which it is that you seek to achieve what it is that you want to accomplish. If there's genuineness in that heart, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala selects that heart. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chooses that heart. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not have to look at the qualifications, the outward qualifications, the academic qualifications and so on and so forth. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala looks at the genuine heart. And when that heart has genuineness within it, and that heart has determination within it, and when that heart has sincerity within it, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allows that person to enjoy great honor, izzah, in dunya and in akhirah. His family, the family of Hafiz Ismail Haniya rahmatullah alayh, they were amongst those who were expelled from their homes during the 1948 Nakba from the Al-Majd village. And today, the illegitimate Israeli city of Ashkelon, it stands on that village where the home of the family of Ismail Haniya rahmatullah alayh once stood. He became a Hafiz of the Quran at a young age, and he maintained a very strong relationship with the Quran. He would lead the salah in his local masjid, and he was the one who insisted that at least one Hafiz of the Quran must be produced in every home in Gaza. That was his project. When he came into power, that was one of the instructions that he had given to the people of Gaza. And subhanallah, the people of Gaza, they responded to this request. And they responded to the appeal of Sheikh Ismail Haniya rahmatullah alayh. And today we find that not only one or two huffaz, sometimes you find the entire family in Gaza are huffaz of the Quran. They are people who have memorized the Quran. From a young age, they maintained the strong bond and the strong link with the Quran. And it was through the hard work and the determination and the encouragement of Hafiz Ismail Haniya rahmatullah alayh. And it reminds us, he is, or he was, and he is. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, they are alive. وَلَا تَحْسَبَنَّ الَّذِينَ قُتِلُوا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ أَمْوَاتًا بَلْ أَحْيَاءٌ عند ربهم يرزقون. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, don't dare you think that they are dead. Don't you for a single moment think that they have died. Bal ahya, they are alive. عِنْدَ رَبِّهِمْ يُرْزَقُونَ. Where is he right now? He is by Allah, يُرْزَقُونَ, being entertained. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes it upon himself to entertain, to take care of. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes it upon himself to provide comfort, luxury, and to provide the best of akhirah to the shuhada. عِنْدَ رَبِّهِمْ. Where are they? They are next to their Rabb. VIP treatment given to the shuhada. Why? They paid the ultimate price. They paid the ultimate price. Sacrifices of different levels. The highest sacrifice that we can offer and that we can give is to sacrifice one's life for the cause of Allah. And because they pay the ultimate price in dunya, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives them the best of treatment in akhirah. He was a living example of the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Due to his connection with the Quran, due to his love for the Quran, due to seeing people involved in the teaching and the learning of the Quran, he was a living example of the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Inna Allah yarfa'u bihadha al-kitabi aqwama. Allah will elevate and raise certain people in dunya and akhirah through the Quran. Let us learn the second lesson from the life of Hafiz Ismail rahmatullah alayhi. His attachment to the Quran. What is my attachment to the Quran? How can I improve my attachment to the Quran? How can I make more time to recite the Quran? How can I take out more time to study the Quran, to internalize the message of the Quran? It is through the attachment of the Quran that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will honor us. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant us izzah in this dunya and izzah in akhirah. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala, who says, use the Quran to determine the love that you have for Allah. What is the barometer to determine how much I love Allah? Look at your relationship with the Quran. Present yourself to the Quran. The more you love the Quran, the more you recite, you love to read it, the more you love to listen to it, the more you love to study it, the more you love to understand it, the more eager you are to practice upon the teachings and the injunctions of the Quran, the more you love Allah and the more Allah loves you. The more Allah will grant you izzah. The more Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will elevate you in dunya and akhirah. And we see that in the living example of Hafiz Ismail Haniyah rahmatullah alayhi. Hafiz Ismail rahimahullah, he was a student activist at the Islamic University of Gaza city, where he had graduated. And he rejoined the resistance and political group Hamas when it was created during the first Intifada in 1987. He was repeatedly jailed, sacrifice upon sacrifice. Subhanallah, he was repeatedly jailed and spent up to 3 years in Israeli prisons. He was very close to the founder of Hamas. We spoke about the founder of Hamas, Sheikh Ahmed Yasin rahmatullah alayhi. He was very close to Sheikh Ahmed Yasin rahmatullah alayhi, and he even served as his assistant. In a free and fair election, Hamas was elected to power in Gaza in 2007. Hafiz Ismail rahmatullah alayhi, he rose through the ranks to the position of political leader of the legitimately elected group, and he selflessly served the people of Palestine. The Haniyeh family, they have paid a heavy price during the ongoing genocide. Not only was he martyred, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala paved the way for his martyrdom by taking away family member after family member from his own household. As if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted him to attain the greatest reward of all, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allowed him to persevere and to exercise patience after he suffered loss after loss, loss after loss. Can you imagine what level of patience and what level of forbearance he had to show during those sufferings and during those losses? And can you imagine what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given him in reward? إِنَّمَا يُوَفَّ الصَّابِرُونَ أَجْرَهُمْ بِغَيْرِ حِسَابٍ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that those who exercise sabr, they will be given the reward in full without measure, without any accountability in akhirah. In October, 14 members of the family were killed by the Israelis, including Ismail Haniyeh's brother and his nephew. A month later, in November, the Israelis killed his granddaughter, Ruha Haniyeh, in Gaza city, and then his grandson, Jamal Muhammad Haniyeh, rahmatullah alayh. In April this year, Israel killed three of his sons, Amir, Muhammad and Hazim, as well as four grandchildren, Muna, Amal, Khalid and Razan, rahmatullah alayh. We believe that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has reunited him with all of them in Jannatul Firdaus. His janazah salah was performed after the Jumu'ah salah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant him complete maghfirah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to elevate his ranks. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to illuminate his qabr and to make it easy for his surviving family members to bear this heavy loss. In June, the Israelis killed his 80-year-old sister. 80-year-old sister. Now, a month or two ago, Zahra was her name. And in one of his interviews, Sheikh Ismail Haniyah, rahmatullah alayhi, he's asked about these wonderful characteristics and qualities that he possessed. We spoke about his conviction, we spoke about his determination, we spoke about his forbearance, his patience, his connection with the Quran and so on and so forth. He attributes it to the religious environment in which his father allowed him to grow. He says, my father was very concerned about my religious background. And my father was in fact a sheikh of a Sufi tariqah, a sheikh of a Sufi discipline. And my father would, on a weekly basis, he would establish what is called a khanka, or what we know as a khanka, as a zawiya. And he says, my father would constantly go to the khanka, to the zawiya. He would invite scholars over there and he would invite the pious. And from a young age, he ensured that I was taken to that environment. So I was exposed to that environment of Allah, that environment of dhikr. He says, I would sometimes lead the dhikr. I would sometimes recite the Quran when there was a khatam. And I would constantly be part of that type of a religious environment. And it is that environment that created within me the characteristics and the qualities that I enjoy. So important for us to, from a young age, ensure that our children are exposed to this type of an environment. An environment of Allah. An environment that will allow the child to fall in love with Allah. Once you have fallen in love with Allah, you will be prepared to sacrifice even your life for the sake of Allah. But that seed of love is planted in the heart from a young age. And that's what his father had done. The objective and the purpose was a greater one. He might have not understood it at that time, but when he was exposed to those gatherings of dhikr, when he was exposed to that gatherings wherein the name of Allah was taken and wherein the Quran was recited, the natural outcome of that was that he developed the love for Allah. Once the love of Allah had settled within the heart, whatever Allah had demanded from him, whatever price Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted him to pay, he was prepared to pay it. Why? He was in love with Allah. Nothing came between him and Allah. He was prepared to sacrifice everything for the sake of Allah. So we learn the importance of bringing our children up in this type of an environment. Once they have developed that love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you will find that they will find it absolutely easy to fulfill the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and sacrifice for the sake of Allah. We conclude with an incident that reminds us of the martyrdom of these type of leaders. Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he says that there was a sahabi by the name of Anas ibn Nadr. Lam yashhad ma'a Rasulillahi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam yawma badr. He, for whatever reason, he could not take part in the first expedition and battle that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had fought, the battle of Badr. Overtaken by sadness and grief, he could not participate in that battle. So he made a promise to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And what did he say? لَإِنْ أَرَانِيَ اللَّهُ مَشْهَدًا فِي مَا بَعْدُ مَعَ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ لَأَرَيَنَّ اللَّهُ مَا أَصْنَعُ. If Allah allows me, look at the promise he's making with Allah. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allows me to witness another expedition with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I will prove to Allah and show Allah what I can do. It is to impress Allah. I will impress Allah and show Allah what I can do. The battle of Uhud takes place the next year. He joins Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. فَاسْتَقْبَلَ سَعْدَ ibn مُعَاذٍ. During the battle, he meets Sa'd ibn Mu'adh radiallahu ta'ala anhu, this young sahabi by the name of Anas ibn Nadr radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He tells to Sa'd, he says, oh Sa'd, وَهَلْ لِرِيحِ الْجَنَّةِ أَجِدُهُ دُونَ أُحُدِ. He says, Wallahi, O Sa'd, I can detect the smell of Jannah coming from Uhud. And he goes and he fights until he is martyred and he's killed in the way of Allah. فَقَاتَلَهُمْ حَتَّى قُتِلْ فَوُجِدَ فِي جَسَدِهِ بِدْعٌ وَثَمَانُونَ مِنْ ضَرْبَةٍ وَطَعْنَةٍ وَرَمْيَةٍ. Sahaba say, we found more than 80 wounds on his body. His sister, Ar-Rubay' ibnatu al-Nadr, radiallahu ta'ala anha, she says, فَمَا عَرَفْتُ أَخِي إِلَّا بِبَنَائِهِ بِبَنَانِهِ. I could not recognize my brother's body except from his fingertips. I recognized him and identified him from his fingertips. That is how mutilated his body was. But after this incident, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed the verse. رِجَالٌ صَدَقُوا مَا عَاهَدُوا اللَّهَ عَلَيْهِمْ فَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ قَضَى نَحْبَهُ وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ يَنْتَظِرُ وَمَا بَدَّلُوا تَبَدِيلًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Amongst the believers, there are men who have proven true to what they have pledged to Allah. They have proven true to what they have pledged to Allah. They have pledged to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that they will sacrifice their lives for the sake of Allah. And they have proven true to that word. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ قَضَى نَحْبَهُ. Some of them have fulfilled their pledge with their lives. May Allah make him from amongst them. They have fulfilled their pledge with their lives. وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ يَنْتَظِرُ. Others are waiting their turn. May Allah make us from amongst them. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَا بَدَّلُوا تَبْدِيلًا. They have never changed their commitment in the least. We learn from this great leader whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had crowned and blessed with the greatest gift of martyrdom is that number one conviction in the path that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed us upon. Number two is determination. When we have set a religious and spiritual goal, we should have spiritual goals, religious goals, determination in accomplishing and acquiring those goals. Let us establish a strong bond and relationship with the Quran. Through that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant us izzah and honor in dunya and akhirah. Also, we should ensure that we create a religious environment within our homes so that we and our children develop the love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which will make it easy for us to sacrifice for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we must continuously have the desire for martyrdom in the sake of Allah or for the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala grant us the understanding. Wa akhiru da'wan alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.